So it would include lakes like Boom Lake, Bass Lake, Thunder Lake, Lake Creek Lake. So it's quite an expanse. And it would involve anyone who's affected by the waterway.
What is the concern among you and some of the others who are calling the meeting?
Well, the concern is pretty simple. As you know, the waterway is an engine for the economic health of the community, the recreational health of the community, the biological health of the community. And the concern is, specifically, that we take this wonderful asset for granted. As required by the governing regulations for the dam's use, the paper company has been required to monitor the health of the waterway, and they have been doing that. But it, in my opinion, it could be better. So we've witnessed an increase in the number and amount of invasive species over the years, both terrestrial and aquatic. And there's a threat from above, upriver, for additional invasive species to invade the waterways. And we are now receiving data that shows that whenever invasive species are evident in a waterway, the property values go down. So part of it is the health of the riverway. Part of it is our responsibility for those who live and work downriver. And part of it is, maybe the most of it, is concern over the economic well-being of our communities. So basically our meeting Saturday is just to receive a report on what the status is. That report is done as a result of one person surveying over the past 2 years. Al Wirt will be present to show what he discovered last year and what he has discovered this year. Al is a water management specialist with the DNR. So he will be talking about what he has discovered. And Stephanie Boisman will be talking about countywide implications, and as well as what her experience is on Squash Lake with the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And then Pat Coggan will talk about what kind of actions could be taken by interested parties to combat invasive species and enhance the waterways. And then I'll wrap up with what are our next steps.
And is it open to just people who live along the area there, or is it open to anyone?
No, it's open to anyone. If you think about it, it's open to anyone who is impacted by the health of the waterways. And it's not only people who live along the waterway, which is about 1,000 property owners. It's those that are impacted by its health that use the waterway for recreational purposes. It's those who have a business on the waterway are impacted by it. Virtually every citizen in one way or another is impacted. Anyone who's interested in the health of the waterways is welcome to attend.